今天我们聊点有意思的。
Today we're going to talk about something interesting.
从白宫那一位的推特治国到高频交易。
From the White House's Twitter governance to high-frequency trading.
Aloha.
Hello.
Hello.、
Okay.
我是斯卡尔。
I am Scar.
几天前。
A few days ago.
特朗普公布了自己2026年一季度的金融交易记录。
Trump released his financial records for the first quarter of 2026.
在短短90天里。
In just 90 days.
特朗普完成了3711次交易。
Trump completed 3,711 transactions.
相当于每天要做40笔以上。
Equivalent to doing more than 40 strokes per day.
很多人都在惊叹说
Many people are amazed to say
这位史上最忙的美国总统
This is the busiest US president in history.
除了要回答各路记者的刁钻问题
In addition to answering the sharp questions from reporters from all walks of life.
在社交媒体上还要发表高谈阔论
In social media, you still have to talk big.
以及呢，每周固定的几场高尔夫球之外
And besides the fixed weekly golf games,
居然还能每天高频的调整自己的投资组合
Actually, I can adjust my portfolio on a daily basis.
这也太神了。一个
This is so amazing.
尤其值得注意的点是
Especially noteworthy is
特朗普在2025年上任后的头六个月
In the first six months of his term, Trump was inaugurated in 2025.
大概只做了690笔交易。
Approximately only 690 transactions were made.
在整个2025年
In the entire 2025.
不过交易了1500次不到。
However, the number of transactions was less than 1,500.
而2026年的第一个季度交易次数居然已经超过了2025年整年的两倍。
In the first quarter of 2026, the number of transactions has already exceeded twice the number of transactions in 2025.
一个颇为合理的解释是
A quite reasonable explanation is
今年以来地缘政治变化太快
Since the beginning of this year, the geopolitical situation has changed rapidly.
行情自然多变
The market is constantly changing.
交易也就变多了
The transaction has increased.
但有趣的是
Interestingly,
今年以来地缘风险的急速放大
Since the beginning of this year, geopolitical risks have rapidly escalated.
又是拜谁所赐呢
Who is it again?
真的相当难猜啊
It's really hard to guess.
不过官方出来的声明如下
However, the official statement is as follows.
大意是说特朗普总统和他的家庭以及相关的组织都没有参与到资金的运作中。
The gist is that President Trump and his family, as well as related organizations, did not participate in the operation of the funds.
并且他们也没有被提前告知任何投资的决策。
And they were also not informed of any investment decisions in advance.
我们假设啊，仅仅是假设。
We assume that it is just an assumption.
这个声明是真诚的。
This statement is sincere.
特朗普家族确实没有参与投资决策。
The Trump family did not participate in investment decisions.
但是这里有一句话非常耐人寻味。
However, there is one sentence that is very intriguing.
那就是他们没有被提前告知。
That's because they weren't informed in advance.
对于一般的人来说
For the average person,
想要做内幕交易
want to engage in insider trading,
只能通过提前听到风声
only through hearing rumors in advance.
提前埋伏进去才能获利。
To profit, you must lay the groundwork in advance.
但凡事都有例外。
But there are always exceptions to the rule.
而特朗普就是这个世界上最大的例外。
And Trump is the biggest exception to this.
他完全可以先进场再划线。
He could definitely enter the field and draw a line.
根据《华尔街日报》
According to the Wall Street Journal,
对特朗普披露的交易进行了分析。
Analysis of the transactions disclosed by Trump.
这里的案例是真的不少。
There are quite a few real cases here.
我就选两个吧。
I'll just choose two.
一个是英伟达啊。
One is Nvidia.
在这一个季度中。
In this quarter.
特朗普购买了175万美元的英伟达股票。
Trump bought $1.7 million worth of Nvidia stock.
其中呢 ,1 月6号这一天就买了50万。
On that day, January 6th, I bought 500,000.
而就在短短一周后
And just a week later,
白宫宣布同意让英伟达把它的 H200 芯片卖到中国。
The White House announced that it has agreed to allow NVIDIA to sell its H200 chips to China.
明显抬了一手。
Clearly showed off.
英伟达。
NVIDIA.
虽然最后中国没买 H200, 划线失败。
Although China didn't buy H200, the line failed.
但这个刚满一周就给利好。
But this just got favorable development after only a week of purchase.
是不是过于巧合了?
Is it too coincidental?
另外一个就更为刻意了。
Another one was even more deliberate.
2月10日
October 10th,
特朗普购买了价值100万到500万美元的戴尔电脑股票。
Trump bought Dell's stocks worth between $1 million and $5 million.
一周后
One week later,
他在佐治亚发表讲话时就疯狂表扬麦克戴尔和他的妻子对国家做出了重大贡献。
He praised McDeal and his wife at a speech in Georgia, saying they had made significant contributions to the country.
并且鼓励人群赶紧去买一台戴尔电脑，是不是非常特朗普
？And encouraging people to buy a Dell computer quickly is very Trump-like, isn't it?
但我们今天这期节目可不是为了取笑他
，But the purpose of this episode is not to mock it，
而是想提供一些不同的视角来观察这场闹剧。
Instead, I want to offer some different perspectives to observe this farce.
我们提供的第一个视角来自于华尔街的资深交易员们。
The first perspective we offer comes from experienced traders on Wall Street.
他们并没有因为特朗普滥用职权去交易而觉得愤怒。
They were not angry because Trump abused his power to make a deal.
他们只是好奇。
They were just curious.
特朗普这样子交易真的能赚钱吗?
Can such a trade by Trump really make money?
我们拆解一下这个视角。第一部分里面
Let's break down the first part of the perspective.
他们没有因为特权交易这件事情而愤怒。
They were not angry because of the privileged transaction.
这本身就很说明问题。
This itself is a problem.
因为在华尔街，特权是可以用来交易的。
Because in Wall Street, privileges can be used for trading.
特权
privilege
就是用来变现的。
That's from monetization.
而能够做到这件事情并全身而退的人是他们眼中的强者。
And those who can do this and get away with it are their eyes of strength.
在他们看来
From their point of view,
道德是弱者的盾牌
Morality is the shield of the weak,
而结果是唯一的审判
And the result is a single judgment.
每一家投行每一家对冲基金都有自己如何获取特权的故事
Every investment bank and hedge fund has its own story of how it obtains special privileges.
今天呢，我们就不展开了。以后
Today, we will delve into the future.
都可以找时间专门聊一聊。
Can we find a time to chat specifically?
而第二个部分
The second part.
为什么他们好奇特朗普究竟有没有赚到钱呢？
Why are they curious about whether Trump made money?
那先做一个背景补充。
First, let's provide some background information.
特朗普团队在披露的时候是不会给出所有的交易信息的。
The Trump team will not disclose all the transaction information when it is revealed.
比如说，多少多少点位买入，多少多少点位卖出。
For example, how many points to buy and how many points to sell?
或者说一天内做了几轮的高抛低吸或者高吸低抛。
Or in other words, how many times did you make high-low bounces within a single day?
这些他是不会告诉你的。
These are things they won't tell you.
所以特朗普最终具体的盈亏不太好。
Therefore, Trump's final profit is not very good.
计算只能看一个大概。
Only a rough calculation.
但不管怎么样
But no matter what.
特朗普的调仓也过于频繁了。
Trump's portfolio turnover is also too high.
每天40多笔交易。
About 40 transactions per day.
除非你是完全基于算法的量化交易。
Unless you are completely algorithm-based quantitative trading,
否则几乎都会亏损。
Otherwise, you will almost certainly lose money.
我们在这里不妨观察一下它的具体操作。
Let's observe its specific operation here.
比如说英伟达。
For example, Nvidia.
大家可以看到，图中蓝绿色的上山角是买入。
Everyone can see that the blue and green upper triangle represents the buy-in.
而橘黄色的下三角是卖出。
The orange-colored triangle is for sale.
可以说它基本上是买在震荡时，卖在下山处。甲骨文和微软的操作。
It can be said that it is basically buying when the market is volatile and selling when it reaches the bottom, similar to the Oracle and Microsoft trading strategy.
我也放在这里。
I've also put it here.
各位如果经常炒股
If you often trade stocks,
大概能够看出这个交易水平
I can see the level of this transaction.
总体算不上太高明。
Not particularly brilliant overall.
那这说明什么呢?
What does this mean?
这说明
This indicates that
即使贵为总
Even if you are the president
统即使手中有着最领先的信息资源
In fact, I have the most advanced information resources in my hands.
在面对资本市场时
When facing the capital market,
还是需要审慎的。
Careful,
不该如此乱做交易。
I shouldn't be doing so many trades.
那么对于普通人来说就更是如此了。
Then it's even more difficult for ordinary people.
除非你有志于成为专业的 day trader.
Unless you are interested in becoming a professional trader.
那否则过度交易就是股票大忌。
Otherwise, excessive trading is stock trading.
那么什么是过度交易呢?
What is overtrading?
一天40笔交易。
40 transactions a day.
这肯定是过度交易了。
This is definitely a case of overtrading.
但一个更好的衡量标准应该是,如果你每天喜欢盯盘。
But a better measure should be whether you enjoy watching the market every day.
然后呢，总是因为时不时内心澎湃。
Then I always feel that my inner world is full of energy.
就想要交易一下。
I just want to trade.
也就是没有预案的激情交易。
That is, unplanned, impulsive transactions.
那就应该被定义为过度交易。
It should be defined as excessive trading.
希望大家谨。
Please be aware.
接着我们来到第二视角。
Next, we come to the second perspective.
从特朗普的交易记录上。
Based on Trump's trading records.
看，大部分金额较大的交易几乎都集中在高科技的大票上。
Most large value transactions are concentrated in a few large tech companies.
因为
Nvidia,
达博
Auto,
通微
Microsoft,
软苹
Apple,
苹果博
Boeing,
波音甲骨
Oracle BoneScript,
反而是和他一直关系亲厚的传统能源公司几乎没有出现在他的购物车。
Instead, the traditional energy companies, which have traditionally maintained a clean relationship with him, were almost absent from his shopping cart.
要知道，今年的头三个月。
To find out the first three months of this year,
白宫连续主导了对委内瑞拉的斩首和对伊朗的全面禁。
The White House has consistently led the decapitation of Venezuela and the comprehensive attack on Iran.
按理说，这里原油的暴涨是有很高的确定性的。
Therefore, the price of crude oil here is very certain.
为什么最终形成的交易却成了跛脚鸭？
Why the final transaction turned out to be a crippled leg?
只是压住了科技股呢？
Just suppress the tech stocks.
我想这里有两个原因是值得一提的。
There are two reasons that are worth mentioning here.
首先
First,
特朗普披露的范围内没有涉及到能源交易。
The scope of Trump's disclosure did not involve energy transactions.
但这并不意味着特朗普的家族没有从中受益。
But this doesn't mean that the Trump family didn't benefit from it.
根据美国政府道德法的规定
According to the U.S. Government Ethics Act,
这个法案要求总统本人、配偶和受抚养子女披露财务情况。
This bill requires the president, his spouse, and dependent children to disclose their financial information.
但请注意
However, please note that
对于已经成年的不再受到抚养的子女
For children who have already reached the age of majority and are no longer under the care of their parents
他们是完全不在披露范围内的
They are completely outside the scope of disclosure
而恰恰是小唐纳德
And it was Donald
埃里克这样的成年孩子正在运营着特朗普集团的生意和投资。
Eric, a young adult, is running Trump Organization's business and investments.
他们完全可以通过期货市场或者海外博彩市场来从原油交易中获利。
They can completely profit from oil trading through futures markets or overseas betting markets.
并且完全绕过披露这件事。
And completely circumvent disclosing this.
因此呢
Therefore,
特朗普自己就没有必要再去购买传统能源的股票了。
Trump doesn't need to buy stocks in traditional energy anymore.
其次呢
Secondly,
美国当前的股市主线在科技，流动性自然也在这里。
The main trend of the U.S. stock market is also in the technology sector.
一旦有任何利好
Once there is any good news,
科技股也会涨得更好、更猛。
Technology stocks will also rise even more dramatically.
这对于特朗普来说
This is for Trump.
无疑是更好的选择。
Undoubtedly, it's a better choice.
因为总统以身作则买入科技股
Because the president bought tech stocks,
这和美国当前的政策倾向一致
This is consistent with the current policies of the United States.
算得上知行合一
This is a good example of knowing and doing being one and the same.
也可以由此引导更多的资金投入美国，投入硅谷。
This can also lead to more investment in the United States, particularly in Silicon Valley.
但是如果你以为特朗普真的重仓科技，
If you think Trump really invested heavily in technology,
那就太天真了。
That's too naive.
我们在去年年末的一期节目中帮大家梳理过一笔账。
In the last issue of our program, we helped everyone to sort out the accounts.
那就是特朗普在上任一年内赚了多少钱。
How much money did Trump make in the first year of his term?
当时的
If so?
答案是26亿美元。
The answer is $1,600 million.
而这次披露的股票交易记录总计不超过 7.5 亿美元。
The total amount of stock transactions disclosed this time does not exceed $75 million.
因此
Therefore,
这并不是特朗普真正的财富所在。
This is not Trump's real wealth.
他的财富更多的被放置在了他钟爱的地产。
His wealth was mainly invested in the real estate around his watch.
以及由家族内年轻一辈们操控的数字货币账户之内。
And within digital currency accounts controlled by younger generations within families.
只是很遗憾。
It's just a shame.
当前美国的金融监管办法对非标资产以及数字货币基本是无能为力的。
Currently, the financial regulations in the United States are largely ineffective in regulating non-standard assets and digital currencies.
也许我们很多人都会有此疑问。
Maybe many of us will have this question.
那就是真的没有人能管管。
That's really something.
特朗普吗？要知道，特朗普之前的历任总统
Well, to know about Trump, you need to know about the previous presidents.
都会把自己的资产放入一个 blind trust.
Because he will put his assets into a blind trust.
一个全权信托内。
Within the full trust.
换句话说
In other words,
总统会把自己的钱交给第三方机构来管。
The president will entrust his money to a third-party institution to manage.
并且呢，在总统在任期间
and during the president's term,
他完全无法得知自己的钱买了什么。
He has no idea what his money was used for.
卖了什么？
What did you sell?
这些总统为什么能如此心大呢？
Why are these presidents so brazen?
这也是精心计算的结果。
This is the result of careful calculation.
一方面呢，是政治上的考量。
On the one hand, there are political considerations.
毕竟我们都知道，美国是两党博弈。
After all, we all know that the United States is a two-party system.
如果总统上任之后
If the president takes office after,
没有把自己的资产放入一个全权信托里
Did not place one's assets in a trust.
那么他的每一项国家政策都会被政敌和媒体转化成对他个人资产和道德的审计
Then every one of his national policies will be scrutinized by his political opponents and the media focusing on his personal assets and morality.
这非常不利于总统的施政
This is very detrimental to the president's administration.
所以从某种意义上
Therefore, in a sense,
总统其实是花钱买了一个免责声明。
In fact, the president bought a disclaimer for himself.
哎
Oh,
我不知道我的钱在买什么。
I don't know what my money is buying.
所以我签署这项法案
I signed this bill.
就是为了国家。如此而已。
That's just for the country.
而另一方面
On the other hand,
大部分总统上任时都不算特别有钱。
Most presidents are not particularly wealthy when they take office.
因此呢，和那点钱比起来，羞耻心和对历史评价的渴望占据了上风。
Therefore, shame and the desire to evaluate history took precedence over the money.
事实上
In fact,
一直以来
Since then,
美国对高层政客的金融监管本质上是一个建立在政治羞耻
The U.S. financial regulation of high-ranking politicians is essentially based on political shame.
耻心之上的荣誉系统
Cognitive honor system.
而这个系统对总统和副总统的约束
And this system constrains the president and vice president.
极少。举个最极端的例子
Let me give you a very extreme example.
美国联邦法典严格禁止行政部门官员参与。
The United States Federal Code strictly prohibits government officials from participating in
会影响其个人财务利益的事务。
Things that affect their personal financial interests.
但是他同时明确规定
However, he also explicitly stipulated that
该法令不适用于总统和副总统。
This law does not apply to the president and vice president.
换句话说
In other words,
这二位几乎完全自由。
These two are almost completely free.
只能靠他们自身的政治道德和判断来约束自己。
However, they can restrain themselves through their own political morality and judgment.
那也许你们还记得在2026年1月份
Maybe you still remember that in January 2026,
特朗普接受纽约时报采访的时候
When Trump was interviewed by the New York Times,
被问到他的全球权力是否存在任何限制。
When asked about whether his rights had any limitations globally,
特朗普的回答是
Trump's response was,
有,只有一样东西。
There is only one thing.
我自己的道德。
My own morality.
我自己的判断。
My own judgment.
这是唯一能阻止我的东西。
The only thing that can stop me.
这就是特朗普,一个完全不知道什么叫约束。
This is completely Trump, completely unaware of what constraints are.
不知道什么叫政治羞耻的总统先生。
I don't know what political shame means, Mr. President.
他对财富的渴望太多。
He is too greedy for wealth.
而对自我的设限太少。
And the lack of self-awareness is too much.
这就构成了今天我们看到的奇葩一幕。
This created the bizarre scene we see today.
这个总统每天交易40多次。
This president trades 40 times a day.
发推100多次。
Post 100 times.
拉手风行30次。
Holding hands 30 times.
并且表示没有人比我更了解这个世界。
And I also said that no one knows this world better than me.
那最后我们用更宏观的视角看一看这个事情。
So, let's take a broader perspective on this matter.
华尔街的特权变现早不是新闻，国会山股神佩洛西也已经在神坛上呼风唤雨了数十年。
It's not news that Wall Street's privileged profiteering is no longer a secret.Even Nancy Pelosi, the Queen of Wall Street, has been wielding power for decades.
详见这一期节目。
Please refer to this issue for details.
那么今天特朗普的这个高频交易事件
So, this high-frequency trading event involving Trump today
真的还有什么讨论价值吗
Is there anything left to discuss?
我想还是有的。
I still want to.
以前的政客们更多的是提前知道了某项法案大概会通过。
Previously, politicians were more likely to know in advance which bills would likely pass.
然后呢，买入相关的股票或者期权，从中获益。
And buy related stocks or options to profit from them.
这些政客，他们毕竟还算是市场的信息接收者。
These politicians are, after all, still recipients of market information.
只是他们领先于其他的市场参与者。
They are just ahead of other market participants.
但现在的这一位
But the one now,
他可不只是信息接收者。
He is not just an information receiver.
他是信息发布者。
He is an information disseminator.
甚至他就是信息本身。
Even he is the information itself.
他乐此不疲地不断发出信息。
He kept sending messages.
不断地画出 K 线。
Draw continuously.
也在不断地扭曲市场价格的形成机制。
He is also constantly distorting the mechanism of market price formation.
可以说
It can be said that
特朗普给市场带来的破坏性绝对是 tremendous. 同时以前的政客们在内幕交易时多少还是有点羞耻心的。
The damage Trump has inflicted on the market is tremendous, and the insider trading that previous politicians have done is quite shameful.
他们在操作的时候也会更加的隐蔽。
They will also be more covert when operating.
所以呢，不太容易形成较大的利益联盟。
So it's not easy to form a large interest group.
但特朗普他是真的不一样。
But Trump is really different.
他是抱着共同富裕的决心来的。那除了自己的一整个家庭之外
He came with the determination of common prosperity except for his entire family.
他还要带上一帮富豪的兄弟们。
He also brought along a group of brothers from wealthy families.
而这会导致很大的问题。
This will cause a lot of problems.
一方面
On the one hand,
市场会被操纵的更多局内人能够获得极高的利益
Those who are more involved in the manipulation of the market will be able to make a lot of profit
而其他人能够分到一点
And others were able to get a little
剩余价值都算是幸运的
The remaining value is also considered lucky
而另一方面
On the other hand,
这些利益集团对资本市场的依赖会进一步增强。
These vested interests will further strengthen their dependence on the capital market.
这就意味着美股越来越成为了一个跌不得的市场。
This means that the US stock market is becoming an increasingly unrisky market.
这背后是经不起深思的。
This is unsustainable.
百年华尔街所营造的信用
The credit established by Wall Street over a century
它的核心护城河是所谓的法治和程序正义
Its core moat is the so-called rule of law and procedural justice
也因此全球的资本
Therefore global capital
比如说各个主权基金和机构投资者愿意给美国科技股那么高的估值溢价
For example, the high valuation premium that sovereign funds and institutional investors are willing to pay for U.S. tech stocks.
但今天这个本该正义的底层逻辑正在被一个庞大的利益集团操纵和扭曲。
But today, the original and just logic is being manipulated and distorted by a large interest group.
那么美国的信用和相应的溢价就需要被重新估值。
Therefore, the corresponding credit spread in the United States needs to be reevaluated.
而这将是未来几年值得交易者们观察的一个事情。
And this is something that traders will be worth watching in the coming years.
那我们今天看到这场闹剧，起点是因为好玩。
Then we see that the beginning of this farce is because of fun.
因为有趣。
Because it's interesting.
但我们没有必要跟着媒体去谴责或者嘲笑。讲真的。
But we don't need to follow the media to condemn or ridicule.
美国总统的道德问题是美国人应该关心的问题。对我们来说更值得思考的是，权力被资本化会带来什么样的恶果。
The moral issues of the U.S. president are issues that Americans should care about. What is more worth thinking about is what the consequences of the commodification of rights will be.
在这点上
On this point,
美国是一个绝佳的标本。
The United States is a great example.
好了
Okay.
今天的讲述就到这里。
That's all for today's story.
如果你喜欢，可以关注我。
If you liked, you can follow me.
我是斯卡尔。
I am Scar.
那经过脱水的文字将被发布在同名的公众号上。
The text that has been de-identified will be published on the same named WeChat account.
等吧，再问。
So, then ask again.